Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. It seems the times have been few, if any, when, over the course of human history, tribe has not risen up against tribe, or nation against nation, as bitterly warring factions. The sweeter the victory for the conqueror, the more bitter the defeat for those that are conquered. Though the greater a man's power, the greater his power to do good. Far too few with the power to conquer have done so with humanitarian grace. Yet our Savior acknowledged at the 28th of Matthew's Gospel that all power had been given unto him in heaven and in earth, though he told Nicodemus at the 3rd of John that he had not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Jehovah God exercised his power to destroy the ungodly from off the face of the earth at the 7th of Genesis. But the apostle pointed out, at 2 Peter 3, that God was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Though the wicked will ultimately be punished with destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, it is his desire that the saints redeemed should forever enjoy the benefits of the working of his mighty power. And may God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.